A haunted house. It was Halloween, a scary night for cubs and an exhausting holiday for the adults, who spent most of the day looking out for their little ones while hurrying to buy candy and decorating their homes. However, a father-son duo had decided to do something different. They wanted to explore the town's oldest and darkest abandoned house. The child, a 5-year-old brown and white colored dog named Robbie, held onto his father's arm, a dog in his 20s named Max, who shared the same fur pattern as him, while they both made their way towards the edge of the town they lived in. Robbie was wearing a Peter Pan outfit with a small plastic dagger on his belt, and under his pants was the familiar bulge of a puffed-out diaper, which he still needed to wear despite his age. Although he didn't really mind, since he enjoyed the convenience and comfort that the soft padding provided, as well as the prevention of numerous accidents and time wasted on cleaning bedsheets, which would more often than not earn him a prolonged spanking, followed by either a time out on the corner of the living room, the insertion of a butt plug as an unconventional punishment, or both at the same time. His dad had fun teasing him from time to time, often groping his privates through either his nappy or a pull-up if he was wearing one at the moment, and it was a good way to clean the cum that would flow out of little Robbie's butt after a fun night with him or one of his friends. The excitement of visiting an old house got the little cub acting tireless ever since he woke up in the morning, much to his daddy's dismay, who tried to calm the little pup numerous times, often having to threaten him with harsh spankings or the cancellation of the house's visit, instead spending the night as daddy's breeding bitch. During their walk, they passed by multiple disguised cubs and adults who trick-or-treated their way through the streets of their neighborhood, laughing and screaming at the occasional jump scare caused by an animatronic or a real person standing at the front door of their homes and getting candy from the friendly-looking homeowners who received them with an unfaltering smile. After reaching their destination, Max noticed the gates of the abandoned house were half open, which got him to think if another group has had the same idea. But nonetheless, he still decided to enter along with his son, who nervously held his paw as they went in. The garden was overrun by grass, which showed just how unattended the place was, and the wood used to build the house showed signs of disrepair, but still looked solid. Max opened the entrance door and hurried his son in before following behind, but as soon as he did, both the door and the gates immediately closed and locked, leaving an alarmed dad and pup stranded inside the house. The little pup jumped at the sound of the door slamming hard against the frame and lost control of his bladder, emptying it in the diaper he was wearing, while his dad just looked around confused, wondering if someone was pranking anyone who entered the house that night. Both heard someone or something whisper from everywhere around them, which soon turned into hushed voices.
"Newcomers?"
an ethereal-sounding voice asked, soon followed by another who repeated the same but expressing more excitement.
"Let's play together,"
the voices exclaimed, one after another, giggling in a childish manner.
"Dad, look out!"
little Robbie cried, as various dark blue transparent tentacles surfaced from the walls, quickly grabbing them both. The little one cried for his father's help while both were carried upstairs, floating through corridors after corridors until they entered a big nursery room, complete with a changing table, a bed that could easily fit 4 kids like Robbie, a carpet in the middle of the room and 2 closed chests, in each side of the changing table. As soon as the door to the room was slammed shut, Max was slung onto the bed where tentacles coming from under it immediately tied each of his limbs to its corners, while Robbie was getting felt by the various ones that emerged from the ground, exploring every inch of his body while childish giggling resounded around the room. The tentacles exploring Robbie's body began to get under his costume to attempt to undress him, while others ripped Max's clothes unceremoniously, tossing the rags everywhere and leaving him completely undressed while Robbie kept only his diaper, which the tentacles fondled softly. He was scared, whimpering and calling out to his dad for help, while Max couldn't do anything but struggle with his bindings, which showed no signs of weakening their grip on him, when suddenly he felt some weight on his belly and looked down to see his son's diapered ass turned to him, held down by his wrists and ankles to keep him where he was, while a lone tentacle slid his padding down to expose his round butt and young but used tail hole. Meanwhile, Robbie was staring down at his dad's cock slowly rising out of its sheath and tapping him in the nose. His head began being pressed down towards it, mouth forced open to get him suck on it. As his son's head jerked up and down on his dick, Max opened his mouth to let out a moan, but was quickly plugged by a stray tentacle which sought the opportunity to gag and make him drink a clear, pinkish liquid that slowly traveled down the appendage and into his mouth. He choked as the slimy tentacle hit the back of his throat, and even more when he felt the substance going down into his stomach, leaving a burning sensation wherever it flows through. Robbie, who was unaware of what was happening behind him, kept sucking involuntarily on his daddy's cock, going down enough for the cocktip to form a lump on his neck, when he suddenly felt something prodding his behind and leaving a wet sensation, before abruptly entering his backside and began rocking itself in and out, causing him to sway back and forth and rub his diaper bulge on his dad's belly. Max, despite having his throat violated by a tentacle, could feel himself getting close to unload on his son's underage throat, and began bucking up while matching the rhythm of the appendage that was forcing his son to deep-throat him, each time plunging his instrument deeper inside the little tyke's mouth hole. His knot began to swell, locking itself inside Robbie's mouth just as long strings of cum flowed into him, flooding his maw and cutting his breath momentarily. At the same time, the tentacle that occupied Robbie's asshole, as well as the one stuck in Max's mouth, slid off and left a sensation of emptiness, one that Robbie knows well, and his dad feels grateful for. However, his sense of gratitude was short-lived as Max began to feel his body morphing, his insides burning with a mildly unpleasant feeling as the changes came fast, and his body began to shrink and lose all the signs of aging he went through throughout the years. At the same time, Robbie began regaining his breath little by little as he felt his dad's cock unexplainably shrinking in his mouth, and he took a big breath to regain the oxygen that he was deprived of, before looking down at the shrinking loins of his beloved father in confusion and disbelief. He turned around to get a better look at his dad's features, as well as moving to his side, having been freed from the pesky tentacle's grasp, with his diaper still hanging between his legs.
"What is happening?"
Max asked, confused, his voice pitching higher and higher as he became shorter and younger, displaying almost identical features to Robbie. Then he stopped regressing, the burning sensation having faded as fast as it came, and leaving Max to look as young as his son. He felt weaker and looked around frantically, confused as to what has transpired. Robbie tilted his head to the side, not understanding why his dad looked almost like him, but both of their attention was quickly turned to a new set of tentacles, accompanied by a slightly lower-pitched voice than the ones before.
"Now the real fun begins,"
said the disembodied voice that surrounded them, scaring both pups into submission. Without warning, the various appendages that surrounded them came down fast, ripping the dirty diaper out of Robbie's legs and seizing their limbs, before forcing them down onto the bed once more with Robbie laying belly down on top of his dad, who had his back on the bed. They had their little baby cocks touching each other, causing them both to have an erection while involuntarily rubbing each other. The tentacles kept them tied together, while two more came from behind and rubbed their ballsack, making them jump at the touch, fearful of what is to come, but also desiring it. The tentacles then moved to each of their holes and began secreting a slippery substance, which they began to spread around the cubs' holes and into them via the tip of the appendages. The liquid felt pleasantly hot inside both pups, and it didn't take long before both felt the potent effects of the aphrodisiac doing its job. They began to pant, sticking their tongues out and wondering what was happening to their bodies, although Max had a certain clue of what it was. They rubbed their loins against each other, which earned them laughs from the demonic-sounding voice that surrounded the room.
"Good little cubbies. Now kiss for daddy,"
the voice ordered as its tentacles began prodding the pup's entrance. Both cubs locked their eyes as if staring at each other's soul, before their lips touched and their tongues danced around to the music of their moans and rustling of their underage bodies while they rubbed themselves. The grip of the tentacles loosened around them, as it was clear they wouldn't be needed anymore, at least not for holding them in place. Having felt the little cub's entrances enough, the thoroughly lubed tentacles began sliding in, causing Robbie to loudly gasp, and Max to wince as he felt the sharp pain of his anal ring stretching out, not being used to having anything shoved up his virgin hole. That feeling was short-lived, however, as his son grabbed his head and both resumed their tongue wrestle, while the invading appendages slipped in and out of them in alternate motions, filling the air with the smell of musky sex and the sounds akin to wet noodles slapping against two underage butts. The voice chuckled in amusement, feeling pleasure from the tentacles that penetrated the cub's tight entrances. But it wasn't enough for it, so he summoned four more of its slimy appendages which rose below the bed. The tentacles got to each side of the pup's butts, one for each ass cheek, and primed themselves before loudly slapping against the fuzzy skin on each cub's backside, leading them to suddenly yelp and thrust forward, before getting reeled back by the tentacles currently inside them, who began to pick the pace up as soon as the first spank was delivered. Their butts were stricken again and again, halting once in a while to let the little ones recover from the assault, before restarting it. Both father and son were hugging each other with tears rolling down their eyes from the pain that Robbie knew all too well by now from his various punishments, one that his dad finally had a taste of. Sometime later, between the slaps and the incessant fucking motion of the tentacles, their butts became clad in red stripes, all ending just before their violated entrances. The tentacles, guilty for the little one's pain, seized their work and slowly slithered back under the bed, leaving only the ones which violated the pup's insides and the aching feeling on their ass cheeks. The pups began feeling the aggressiveness of the remaining tentacles increase to a point where their entrance was now being jackhammered, and they began to moan loudly, their eyes wide as the appendages hit their small prostate over and over again with incredible speed and force, inciting them to lose control of their bladders and emptying them on each other, soiling their fur and adding an extra odor to the mix. Between the lustful cries of the pups and the sounds of the two appendages ravaging their young holes, it didn't take long for the tentacles to come to a full stop, lodge themselves deep inside the pups' bellies, and fill them with a white-hot liquid akin to semen, bulging them to the point where their bellies became rounder and said liquid began flowing out from where it came from and through the cubs' nose and mouth, adding new stains to the bed's sheaths along with their piss. The voice sighed as new set of tentacles came down from the roof and carried both cubs to the changing table, still with the other ones lodged deep inside them to prevent cum from leaking out everywhere. Both were set down onto it, exhausted from the intense raping session they went through and feeling too full to even think straight. Various tentacles came down to them, holding their legs up and placing two fresh and very thick diapers below their bottoms, while some of the slimy appendages slid the diapers under the tired cubs, a few enveloped their small frames to absorb the sweat and piss from their bodies, cleaning them and leaving behind an odor similar to blueberries. The sloshing feeling and the gurgles the cum-like mixture produced inside their bellies left them immobile and at the mercy of the tentacles which were now powdering their bottoms and groins, making sure all their nooks and crannies were covered in white dust. As the tapes were being set, the tentacles plugging their abused entrances slowly slipped out, and the liquid that was trapped inside flowed out into the diaper's padding, soaking it and bulging them out, as well as slowly emptying the cub's guts, relieving them from the bloating feeling. Meanwhile, fresh sheets had already been set on the bed, which was ready for the drowsy cubs to step in. They were lifted from the table, the diapers sagging on their hips, and carried bridal style into the freshly made bed, before being tucked in, both hugging each other for comfort and warmth. Before drifting away to sleep on their cum-filled diapers, the demonic voice spoke, showing hints of approval and joy towards the newly found and abused cubs.
"Welcome to the family, sweet little ones. Rest now, for your brothers and sisters are eager to play with you,"
he said, as the before invisible entities reveal themselves, seven being small cubs of different species ranging from 3 to 6 years of age, the younger ones wearing diapers as puffed as the ones used by Robbie and Max, accompanied by an adult-looking canine creature who smiled down at the now sleeping pups.